Okay, welcome everyone to this full day on bridging the gap between developers and testers. So before we start, I'd like to ask you a few questions. So who here is actually using TFS right now in their job? So about half the room. That's really good. Who's still using VSS, Visual Source Safe? So about a third of the room. All right, so that's good. Who here on his daily job is mostly a tester? Okay, so maybe 10 people, about 10. And who's a developer on their daily job? So most of the rest of you guys. Okay. Any other role, like analyst? Anybody an analyst here? A few analysts? Okay, so you're going to get a few things out of the work item and how that all works out together, so that's going to be good. Any project managers here? So a few? Okay, a few project managers, good. So that's going to be interesting. You're going to see a lot of stuff. This day is primarily focused on developers and testers and their interaction on an ALM work. All right. You're still going to see your benefits if you're not really those two roles, because you're going to see how they work together, and that should help you out as a project manager or an analyst, for example. All right. So my name is Étienne Tremblay. I'm an associate director at Fujitsu Consulting in Montreal, actually. I am an MVP in the ALM stack. So an MVP is Microsoft's most valuable professional. This is a recognition that Microsoft gives people that do shows like this, actually. You know, we talk to people, we train people, we talk at DevTeach, so I'm a speaker at DevTeach as well this year. So that's what basically an MVP is, and I have the ALM distinction because I've been working with TFS for the last about 6 years, since beta 1 or alpha 1 of the 2005 version. So I've seen it go and grow. I've done a lot of input for the product so it gets better, and there's a lot of stuff in the 2010 version that are things that we asked as MVPs to put in the, and we do those shows and we talk with you guys to say what's not there, what's missing, and then we talk to the product team and let them know what they can add. So that's really good. I'm also the .NET user group leader for the ALM subgroup in Montreal, obviously, and we created an email for this show called bridging.the.gap, really crazy email, at live.com, so that essentially, if you need to ask us a question, send it over there. We're all going to look at that. Since this is also going as a video, you know, it's going to be all over the web, so this is going to be an email that people will want to look at. All right?
Hi, my name is Vincent Grondin. I'm a .NET solution architect at Fujitsu in Montreal. I'm also a C-sharp MVP, so my distinction is C-sharp. I'm also the user group leader, one of the user group leader for the Montreal chapter of the .NET user group. And you can also reach me at bridging.thegap@live.com.
All right, so what we'll cover today, this is a very long day, so we'll try to have breaks as much as we can for you guys to decompress and kind of get the knowledge inside your head. There's a lot of stuff we're going to cover. We're going to start by essentially migrating from a Visual Source Safe library or a database all the way to surprises. So I'll keep that in there. So we're going to migrate from VSS to TFS. We're actually going to run some automated builds. So we're going to talk about the builds, how that works, why you need that. We're also going to go and migrate our backlog, so our work items and stuff like that. And then we're actually going to flip over, start a bit of talking about all the new tools, the manual tester tools that are new to 2010, so we're going to see all about that. So we're going to add a new tester to our team, we're going to define some tests, and we're going to fix some bugs. All right? We're going to show the new IntelliTrace feature for developers, so you guys can see a little bit how that works out. And then finally, we're going to go into and identify a bug in a production scenario. So we're going to be a development team doing our thing, but then we're going to have a bug in production, so we're going to actually flip over and kind of see how that works out in the whole ALM stack. And then we're going to fix that, and we're going to go, and that's the surprise. We're going to talk about lab management. So if you've heard a bit about lab management, you're going to see what that is all about, and that's really a very, very cool feature, so you'll see that. And then we're going to actually automate some code and deploy that in the lab. So we're going to automate some tests, some automated tests. All right, so that's pretty much how we're going to go and do the whole day. So it just gives you a little bit of a preview here. The products we will use, we're using Visual Studio 2010 Ultimate, and the features we're going to show are MS Test, IntelliTrace, and Coded UI. Those are primarily the new features. The rest of the features you guys know about, you've worked since 2005. They're not necessarily new in 2010, they're just working better, better performance and all that. But essentially, we're going to cover those things. MS Test, obviously, was there before. We're just going to show you we have some unit tests in our project. Also, we're going to use, obviously, Team Foundation Server. It's the whole point of having an ALM stack. So we're going to use, obviously, version control, work item management, lab management, and finally, team build. Very important concepts. Finally, we're going to use the new SKU or box that Microsoft ships with 2010 called Visual Studio Test Professional. And in there, we're going to show the Microsoft Test Manager and the Microsoft Test Runner. And you'll see all about that and what they are and what they bring to a team. So those are the products. We are using an application that a gentleman called Josh Smith actually wrote on a blog. So we have the blog right there. Josh actually created an MVVM application to demo a little bit WPF and all that. And instead of us creating a calculator to demo stuff, which is kind of boring, we used an application that had a little bit more beef to it, so it's the examples are more real life, if you want, so it's going to be nicer for that. And Josh actually wrote a book called Advanced MVVM, so if you need to learn a little bit about MVVM, then you can do that. So we'd like to say a very special merci, because we're from Montreal, so we would like to thank him. All right, so today's presentation, how is that going to work out? Normally, you guys come over here and you kind of look at us talking to you about some products. That's fun, but for us, we thought that it would be better if me and Vince are actually going to interact as if we're a team. So we're going to talk to each other. We're not going to look at you guys. All right. So you guys are looking in on a working team, right? And you see, okay, how are we going to interact between each other? So don't expect us to look at you when we're actually demoing stuff. We're explaining to each other things. So put yourself in the role of the person that's receiving the information from either me or Vincent talking to me. So then you can actually understand how things are going to go. I think you're going to enjoy this. This is we've practiced quite a bit for that, and it's actually pretty cool. You guys are kind of just like the matrix kind of looking in on what's happening here. So good stuff. All right, so it's a play. We're going to call it a technical play because we're actually going to play with each other, but we're going to show you some technical stuff. All right, so you think you're going to enjoy something like that? All right. So how it's going to work, between at the beginning of each session, there's a slide called session and then a title and then what we're going to talk about in the session. Now we're doing that and I'm going to come up front and I'm going to tell you what we're going to talk about. When I'm up here, I am not in my role on the team. I'm actually telling you what we're going to show. And I'm going to come back up front and I'm going to recap the session by saying here's what we saw and then we're going to have a Q&A session at each one of the sessions. So there's 13 sessions altogether. And we're doing it this way because all those things are going to be cut and they're going to be put on the web as videos. All right, so it's going to be just easier for our folks to cut and edit afterwards when we're doing it this way. All right, so hopefully you're going to enjoy this. This is pretty much how it's going to go. All right, so let's go.